Love and do what you like. Love and do what you like. If we were just to go around in life and love and doing what we like, we would be living a most revealed, fulfilled, happy, joyous, fantastic life. Because if we were to do that, everything we did would turn out roses. Everything we do would be the most magnificent thing we could ever want to do. And it would be something that would fulfill us and reveal to us exactly how wonderful life is. Love and do what you like. What do you like to do? Do you like to be happy? Do you like to be joyous? Do you like to live your life and reveal to yourself all of the marvelous things that you can do and you will do and you want to do? Well, if that's what you want to do, you can be sure that everything you do will be good. Everything you do will be worthy of being done. So often we delete from our life happiness because we are afraid to love. We are afraid to be loving, be gentle, be kind. We're afraid we'll be misunderstood. And of course we will. Every time we are afraid we'll be misunderstood, we will be misunderstood. If you reach down to pet a dog, and you reach down to pet a dog because you feel goodness in your heart about that dog, about you, about everything, then you and that dog will be one. That dog would never think of objecting to you, of snarling at you or biting you. That dog would not think of doing something unkind to you when you, in the depth of your heart, out of the love of your being, true, innocent, wonderful, vibrant love, if you gave of that love to that dog would always give of you its happiest time. And so will every person in your life. When you meet people in your world, and they are people who are kind of difficult at first, but you give them your love, you absolutely unconditionally love them without any feeling of judgment, without any expectation that they're going to be good or bad or indifferent, and they will be the most beautiful souls in your life. Isn't it interesting how many times we find people that we argue with, people that we're contentious with, people that we have feelings about in a negative way, they end up being our very best friends. They end up being our very best friends because we are being ourselves when we meet them. We are being ourselves when we confront them in our world. We are being ourselves with loving heart when we confront them, when we talk to them, when we share with them. And lo and behold, they are the most glorious, happy, fantastic people that we ever could want to know. Because they too stand up for principle, just like we stand up for principle. We stand up and say, I love you. And we say that regardless of whether we'll be misunderstood. Now, the act of physical love, the act of sexual love, can get you in trouble. It can get you into all sorts of problems because it is not love. It is a matter of manipulation and control. And when you ever do anything to manipulate another person or to control another person or to control a situation rather than letting it be the very depth of your being, the depth of your heart, the depth of who you are, then you can get into trouble. But with true love, unconditional love, love that knows only to love, it knows only to find good in yourself and in others, that kind of love will never be misunderstood. You may do as you like all the time when you unconditionally love yourself and unconditionally love your world and unconditionally love every person in your world. It starts today. It starts from within us. It starts from the very depth of our being. It starts from the heart of us. Who are we? What is it we want out of life? What is it that is important to us? Whenever we do it with love in our heart, whenever we do it with love in our soul, whenever we do it with joy in our hearts, then it is done. I continually run into people, and when I'm talking to them, I'll say, "Well, very nice talking to you, my beloved. I'll see you again." And they say, "Beloved? Beloved?" And I say, "Well, I love everyone, and so I call everyone my beloved. There's no one person, individual, no one bad or good person in my life that I fail to call beloved. Even people I write letters to that I don't know, I call them beloved because I'm creating them as a beloved person in my life. I'm creating them as a joyful person in my life. I'm creating them as something in my life that I choose to have, not something I don't choose to have. So every person that I meet, I say, my beloved. And if they want to misunderstand that, if they want to take that from a sexual point of view or a social point of view rather than an unconditionally loving point of view, that's okay. But as I persist in loving and doing what I like, it will never be misunderstood. It will never get me in trouble. It will never lead a person to the wrong point of view. This is the way it works, because our love can be seen a mile off. It can be seen a million miles off. We say there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. That's because in my heart, I love everyone. I often find it very delightful when I hear people saying that they bless their enemies. They bless those who want to misuse them according to what they think. And when people say that, what they're saying is they're seeing the good in the other person. And when you bless your enemies, when you're at war or peace or whether you're at any type of relationship, when you bless those who are antagonistic to you in any way, you are reducing their antagonism by 100%. You are reducing the misunderstanding between you by 100%. And when you reduce it 100%, that means it's not there anymore. That means it's totally not there, just not there. It's just not present at all. When you love, you can do what you like. Whenever you really love, you can do what you like, and you will find yourself doing your highest and your best at all times. You'll find yourself doing the finest that you have within you, and the finest that you have within you will always be with one another, with your friend, your neighbor, your family, with everyone in your world. You'll find that everyone in your world will be loving to you, as you are loving first to yourself and then to everyone, to love everyone. Love and do what you want, and you'll find that in doing what you want, you're doing things that are good, things that are beneficial, things that are uplifting, things that are valuable to the world and valuable to you. If this is what you want, if this is what you like, if this is how it pleases you to live your life, then you can be sure everything in your world will be coming up roses. And now, love and do what you like. And what is it that you like to do? You like to smile. You like to be happy. You like to see the world fulfilled with every joyous and beautiful thing. You like to see peace on earth, everywhere, in every nation, in every home, in every relationship. You like to see peace on earth. And you like to have it begin with you, because that's where peace begins and that's where peace is. Love and do what you like, and it will always be good and wonderful and fabulous and glorious. Love and do what you like, and you will find it is always a magnificent experience for you and for everyone in your world, because that's what love is all about. That's what you are all about. That's what I am all about. Unconditional love of all in the world. And that's what we teach here on this campus. Unconditional love at all times with all people everywhere on the face of the earth. enter into that glorious adventure today yourself and find out how much fun it really is. I love you. I love you. I love you.